Hello everyone, I'm Kian.
I'm Mark.
I'm Nikki.
And I'm Shane.
And we are Westlife.
Westlife.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, okay, so 11th album, 12 years. How do you feel about this one?
Very, very excited about it. It's called Gravity, and I think it's the album that we've been most involved in or most responsible for the end product. You know, we didn't kind of walk in and say, right, we want to write every song, we want to, you know, be totally in control of everything. It was more a case that the producer really embraced our creative side and allowed us a lot of input, you know, throughout the whole recording process. And, you know, everything from the BVs to, you know, certain songs we've co-written, you know, to even sort of, you know, given sort of our input on production elements, like, you know, if we thought an instrument would sound really good at a certain point, you know, he'd listen to everything that we had to say. So it was. We also done the whole album for the first time ever with just one producer, John Shanks, and it was actually probably the most organic and really enjoyable process of making an album ever after 12 years, you know.
So when it comes to singing them, you feel a bit more passionate about it because you've written some of the words. Is that what you mean?
Definitely. I think, as Mark said, you know, we're a lot more involved, fully involved in this album, 110%. And it was a great feeling to have that scenario with the producer. Usually you work with different producers and they all work different ways, but John worked a certain way and it was all about getting us as much involved in as in the album as possible. And for us, that was very important. And I think we've got our best album out of that, you know, because we worked so hard and we were so passionate about each song individually had to sound so different and each song had to be, you know, a different production style, and it made the album actually have more variety in the end, which is brilliant. And we're very, very proud of it. We're very excited what the fans will think too, because this album is definitely different, you know. It's not the typical Westlife style album. Of course, they've got some Westlife songs, style songs on there, old school, but it's mainly a bit different. So I think fans are going to be quite excited about it.
What's the secret of your success? Because you guys have stuck together, haven't you, through thick and thin?
Yep.
I don't think there is a secret, to be honest with you. I think we've, from day one, we've always been really honest with each other. We've had our arguments. We still have our arguments, our disagreements. That's part and parcel of any good band, I think. We've always, you know, on a career front, we've always kind of tried to outdo ourselves and be bigger and better. And you know, in every album we've done, we've tried to make it better and work harder so you're still relevant and you still kind of sell well, so the label still wants to continue on making albums with you and stuff like that. So yeah, 12 years in, we have a good relationship with each other now. And I think as well now we're kind of realising that we're growing up as well, becoming, you know, looking at things like when the boys say there that we're more involved in this album, you know, than ever. That sounds strange for a band that have had, you know, 11 albums out, but we really are, in a sense of, you know, recording the album, we were all there together as opposed to individually, you know, writing on the album, becoming more involved in the creativity side of it, you know, lots of that's kind of what we mean like that. And it feels like we're becoming certainly a different band, but I believe a better band.
A man band?
Well, a real band, I would have said.
Middle-aged band.
It's really odd, obviously, because, you know, I'm one of your fans that's sort of grown up with you, and we're all getting on a bit now.
Yeah. Scary,
yeah,
but, isn't it?
Yes. But you know what? I think we're in a very settled place in our lives, you know. I think we're the most balanced we've ever been all around in terms of, like, our personal lives and our and Westlife. You know, we've got the balance. I think we've finally kind of nailed having the right balance. Even with, like, how kind of proud we are of the album, we've got involved in writing, but as I said, we haven't kind of, you know, kind of forced ourselves on anyone to get there, you know. Like, in, you know, in the private lives, you know, everyone's kind of settled into their marriages and there's kids, and their kids are starting school now. So we're in a different sort of place, you know.
It's
a happy place. Obviously, there's obviously occasionally been some very tough times as well, but you know, I think
I want to know about your naughty side though, because you're so clean cut, aren't you, compared to lots of
bands. I think we're definitely perceived to be very clean cut, but that's because we're never really in the papers in a negative light. You know, I think
that's pretty hard to do, so good for you.
Yeah, I suppose living in Ireland probably helps, you know, when we're not like in, you know, in the West End every night where all the paparazzi hang out. But
well, I was going to say, how much influence has the naughty Louis Walsh had on you, do you think?
I think Louis, as a manager, has kept us on the straight and narrow. You know, he's been a fantastic manager for Westlife and still is to this day. I think coming from Ireland, I think everybody, you know, it's a very musical country and there's a lot of success. When a lot of bands come from Ireland, are very successful. So I think we had a very kind of, I suppose, something to live up to as an act coming from Ireland, especially being managed by Louis Walsh. So the fact that we're here 12 years later and, you know, I suppose we are still clean cut, I think it's just more of a respect thing for our families, more of a respect thing for maybe Louis and Ireland in general. You know, we're very proud to be Irish and very proud to be successful. So, as Mark said, we don't hang out in all the spots that you can get paparazzied. And I think the great thing about, you know, success and stuff like that is I think that's the coolest thing about, you know, success is having it. And I think it's something that we thrive on, you know.
So what do you think about this year's X Factor? Who do you think is going to win?
It's hard to say. You know, there's two or three, four maybe. I think the top four for me would be One Direction, Matt, Rebecca and Mary, I think. I think they'll be the four in the final. But it's hard to pick, you know. I think
Wagner
I don't think will be in the final. But, you know, you never know. He's in there every week and he has been in the bottom two.
How funny would it be though if he won it?
It would be funny, but it would be funny in a bad way, I think. It wouldn't be a great thing for the show. But I think Matt or Rebecca is probably the favourite. But One Direction's definitely, I think, will have the biggest career next year.
And I think you can't overlook Cher though either. I like Cher.
I think it's really tough this year, don't you?
Yeah, there's kind of like a lot of people of the same standard, if you know what I mean. But the thing is, like, there's two different sides. Like, A is like who's going to win the X Factor, and B, who's going to be an interesting kind of successful pop star after the X Factor. And I think the people with more depth, like Cher, would make sort of a more interesting album. You know, I mean, sometimes it's been proven in the past the person who's right to win the show isn't necessarily an interesting pop star, if you know what I mean. So,
and how do you think you would have got on if you'd been?
How we would have got on? We would have tried to win it, I'd say, would we? It's hard to know, actually. It's hard to know. It depends who's on with you, but as a band, we would have auditioned for it. And I would like to think we would have gone very far in the competition, you know.
We auditioned for Simon in Dublin to get our record deal, and he signed us. And Louis sort of has mentored us throughout our career, so
we definitely would have two of the judges' votes.
Style of style life, anyways, for the last 12 years.
I kind of almost feel sorry for the acts when you've got the Sunday night acts on.
Well, I mean, they're on the show every week and they're comfortable on that stage. You know, I think for us, we just kind of come in and we've been watching the X Factor, so it's all built up and hyped up
it's
in our
daunting.
Own mind. So it's quite, you know, it's quite scary step up onto that stage. And then you've got these, like, complete newcomers kind of singing perfectly and sort of... So for us, it's, you know, it's not easy to step up there and, you know, you're meant to be the kind of the experts or whatever, the people who've been doing it for years. And, you know, you have to there's a battle of the nerves. You know, for me personally anyways, I think I've slowly got better at it or whatever over the years. We've performed the X Factor like 7 times now or something. But, you know, it's not easy. I mean,
I think it's one of those shows though as well where, you know, record companies obviously it's a massive platform. So record companies like spend a lot of money on each performance. Like every performance that is on there every week, by different bands, you know, it's like some are amazing, some are good, but they're all fairly good because it's record companies use it as the platform to sell the album. So it's your 4 minutes to 15 million people or 20 million people, whatever, that will sell your album. So they spend a lot of money. It's like half their probably TV campaign goes on the X Factor performance. So it's in one way it's great, but it is exciting when you go on it, and it's very kind of daunting, as Mark says, but you know you have to nail it. And you know, I think for us we've managed to do a good job every time we've been on it.
Is there anything else you want to add?
We just like to say a big thank you to all our fans for supporting us for so long. Obviously our new album is out and it's a very exciting time for us, and we hope they like it. The album is made for the fans, so see what you think.